If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Welcome back in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly Bo Morgan, Dylon behind the glass, making it all happen. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us here on this little bit of a dreary Wednesday morning. We'll get to which one Wednesday coming up in the 8 o'clock segment. We also got Wake Up Call. How many bones have you broken in your life? I just find it unfathomable that Dylon, at almost 30 years old, has not broken a bone. So we'll take calls on that. Also, get with us at 929 Morning Shift. At 929 Morning Shift on the Twitter.
That's kind of a Dylon thing, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I'm built for tough, like I've been saying all show.
Hey, you can't say that because we're going to go to the phone lines and we're going to welcome in the driver of the number 43 Toyota, Dylon. You can't say for tough. It's the Toyota Camry. That's Eric Jones. That Jones boy. Eric, appreciate you hanging out with us this morning, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And just to comment on that, I didn't break my first bone until I was 28 years old.
There you go.
Wow.
Okay. All right. So there's room for that.
Yeah.
Room to grow. If you'd like to, can I get you to comment on another topic we've had today? And I know you've been married for, a year and a half now, Eric? And congratulations on that, by the way. But does your wife allow you to skip ahead in shows that you've been binging? Like, if y'all are on one and she's, out of town, are you allowed to dip into that show and say, I'm going to get one ahead of you?
Yeah, maybe something like that. She's pretty supportive, though, overall. So, yeah, maybe a little bit.
Eric, you had a good top five finish at Texas. Now, Mike and I do iRacing, and we race in a little league. We raced it last night. I hate Texas. It's narrow. It's bumpy. It's hard to pass. How did you pull off a top five there, my friend?
Yeah, I was happy with it. We had a good car, number one, which makes life a lot easier, but I don't know. It's kind of a place I've liked, actually, over the years. You know, even after the reconfiguration 7 or 8 years ago, and just enjoy racing there. And, you know, we went to the back twice. We had a couple of penalties, and we were able to come back through the field and run up front and end up there at the top five. But, just a place I enjoy going and have a lot of fun with each time we go. And, you know, like I said, had a good car, which always makes it a little bit more fun.
Hey, Eric, I know you're going to Rocky Creek Elementary School in Hampton when you're in town. You're going to go read to the kids. You're also donating a check to help their book vending machine that you actually helped put in there.
Book vending machine.
Yeah, a book vending machine. This check is going to help it stay stocked with books. This is all awesome. But why did you want to start up the Eric Jones Foundation and really help kids out like this?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, obviously, Atlanta Motor Speedway is helping out a lot with the donation a couple of years ago, and then keeping this thing stocked up with another donation here going forward with some books. But for me, you know, the children's literacy is, I guess, kind of strung from, you know, myself just being a big reader, and I was trying to find a way to kind of connect with the racing world through that. And the best thing I found was, you know, with kids, just getting them interested in reading. And I think now, probably more than ever, it's harder to get kids interested in reading and away from everything else. But I just want to share that love of reading that I've had. And, you know, for me, anytime I've wanted to learn something, I've always kind of went to a book. And I always kind of felt like for kids, it it just gives them a head start. You know, if you're a good reader and you're proficient and you're able to go forward with that, you know, it always kind of puts you a step ahead of everybody else, it seems like, a little bit.
Eric, that's a cool deal you guys got going on at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Bo and I were out there for the race earlier this season. We're also going to be out there for the night race coming up at the end of June. Look, not to get too nerdy here, man, but it's a unique racetrack. And with it being a night race coming up in June down at Atlanta Motor Speedway, the Quaker State 400, it's a 7 o'clock start time on a Saturday night. Do you expect this race or this track to feel any different compared to what it was earlier in the year?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty different, you know, that night race. Obviously, with the temperatures down and the sun not beating on the track all day, it just grips the track up, and it really makes for a different style of racing. And, you know, with the reconfiguration that Atlanta's went through here, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, it's really made this style of racing pretty unique to the track. It's not quite a super speedway like Daytona or Talladega, and it's not quite a mile and a half like some of the other places we go to. It's kind of its own unique style of racing. So it's challenging for sure. It's one of the more challenging races we do all year, I feel like, and really brought the track back. I think, you know, the races before the reconfiguration were getting pretty strung out and could be a little challenging to watch at times. But now after, I think, the reconfiguration, I feel like the races are some of the best, really the best ones we do all year. So excited for that. And I really think the night race kind of plays into what the style of racing is and should make it even better than really what we had a month or two ago back up there.
Eric Jones, driver of number 43 Toyota Camry. Yeah, you know, Eric, from my iRacing experience, that track gets—it's crazy how the runs come up now, and it's so narrow. It's actually fun, but it's just feels like you take off really quick. Speaking of nerdy, I got to ask about the car. It feels like I read too much on Twitter. People tell me that I follow too much, and is always complaining about the car with. You know, fans, they think there's not enough passing, but I hear, you know, some drivers talk about it too, with everybody's got a podcast these days, it feels like. But what do you think about the car? Is this car hard to pass, or is it tire combinations? I mean, what's your take on this next-gen car?
Well, I think it's pretty specific to the track, right? I think we go to the short tracks, and it seems like it's really tough to pass. We go to the mile and a half, so I think it's a little bit better depending on the track. You know, Texas was okay going into Kansas this weekend. I feel like it'd be a really good race. Atlanta coming up, obviously there's, you know, a ton of passing in that. But, I think it's really track specific and tire specific too. And I think we've been doing a good job of getting some better tire packages on these cars where there's making more fall off, where we can have some more passing. You know, you look at a track like we go to Darlington, you know, there's tons of passing through the field. And so I think it's a little bit of both. I think there's some stuff we got to do on the car to make it a little bit better in traffic, but I think we go to the right track and the right combination of tire. I feel like the racing's pretty good. So, you know, it's always been tough to pass. I don't think that's anything new in the sport, yeah. You know, from the last 15 or 20 years, but I feel like you just got to have the right combination of track and tire and put on a really good show.
We're visiting with driver, the number 43, the legendary number 43, Eric Jones, for Legacy Motor Club, the Toyota Camry. Eric, I got to tell you, man, I got to give you just a small snippet of my background. I grew up in Pensacola, Florida. I grew up going to the Snowball Derby, and that's what started my love of racing. Obviously, you've had a lot of success down there. It's led to a lot of success at the cup level. Your earliest memories and one of the things that you knew, you know, was going to stick you in racing and say, I'm in this for the long haul. I know you had, you know, some success in quarter midgets before you moved on to stock cars. But, dude, I knew about you from the Snowball win a long, long time ago. Now you're one of those veteran guys. You know, you used to be one of these young guns. Now y'all are getting longer in the tooth in the Cup Series.
Yeah, that's crazy that you mentioned that. I don't think I've ever done an interview where somebody's actually from down there and watched that race growing up. But, yeah, super cool race. I mean, that was 2012 when we went down there and we won the Snowball against Kyle Busch. And, you know, that was a huge race for me. I mean, really kind of put me on the path to being here in the Cup Series today. But I think we'll be down there this year again. But, yeah, right. it's just a fun transition. I mean, it's year 9 for me in the Cup Series and, you know, first – truck start was back in 2013. So just fun to kind of come up through the series and live that life. And for me, just, you know, I think there's a lot of ways to kind of judge your Cup career, and longevity is, I think, a great it's a great measuring stick for a lot of reasons. But to be here, you know, this long and still be doing it and still be out there, I think is just for me a good accomplishment.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, Eric, you know, I've mentioned that we do iRacing on here. Am I going to catch you on the simulator one day under, like, some kind of alias, like Jones E or something? I mean, what you got? You got some kind of alias you race to get on there late at night and race a little iRacing?
Jerick owns?
It's been a minute since I've been on there, but, yeah, if I ever get on there, you know, I won't do any alias. I'll be on there full throttle, just full name. So, yeah, you'll see me, no problem.
All right, well, hey, you know what? Don't rape me because I'll file a protest.
I'll protest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you get me thrown off there.
Anyways, that's Eric Jones, driver of the 43. Congrats on everything you got going on with the foundations, ericjonesfoundation.org. And we look forward to seeing you down here at Atlanta Motor Speedway at the end of June, my friend.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, that's Eric Jones, the legendary 43, Bo.
I had road rage on iRacing that day. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, well, I think, like, color me shocked. I'm not trying to call anybody out here, but you have road rage in real life all the time, dude. So I don't think it's weird that it's on the simulator.
Yeah. Car wrecked me. And I might have wrecked him.
You getting thrown out? You getting point deductions?
You know what's funny is you can message people, Allie, on here, like on the iRacing, and talk to people. And he wrecked me. And when I was in the pit, I might have had choice words.
Oh, no. You messaged him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
When you're messaging him, though, is it text or are you talking to him?
No, it's text. Okay. But it went. I don't know how to message just one person, so it goes to everybody.
Well, I think it's a fair question as we move forward through the new version of the Morning Shift to ask you about our two teammates right here. Who do you think is more likely to have road rage between Dylan and Allie? You think so?
Yeah.
Allie,
we've seen what
happened
with
her,
Dylan.
Dude, the guilty look on her face right now. She's like, yes.
No.
She just went demon mode.
Here's the deal. Dylan is – Allie's a great, nice person. Don't get me wrong. But I can see edge in her. Dylan is so nice all the time. And also, he drives around with duct tape on his car because he was too
Good
nice
point.
In a traffic accident. And I'm not calling him.
He's right.
I'm not hating. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm not picking on him. It's reality. I know it's Allie. Without a shadow of a doubt, I just absolutely know.
Allie, you drop a curse word behind a wheel
now,
every now.
No, you are just so polar opposite wrong about this. I had this thought yesterday when I was driving home, and I had to slam on my brakes behind someone. And my first thought was, oh, I must be following too close. And then it happened again, and I was like, no, they're the bad one. But I got in a car wreck when I was 15.
Oh, no.
And so before I even started driving, I was paranoid and terrified. And so I drive like a grandma.
I was going to say, you went straight defensive driver.
Yeah, I drive very slow. And yes, it's very infuriating to ride along with me.
I will say this. I do get very irritated. I won't like road rage. I never get to the point where, and I think this goes for most of us, I'll never get to the point where I'm like looking at somebody and shooting them the bird or anything like that. Like, I'm never getting to that point. But But I definitely will be like, come on, man, turn your blinker on. Or like, I'll sarcastically say, thanks for turning your blinker on or something like that. Like, I'll make little remarks like that, but I'm never going to roll down my window and yell at somebody or anything like on. That. Yeah, yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, exactly.
He's got that silent rage inside him.
Right. I'm afraid. Yes. I'm afraid when Dylan goes off one day.
I know. He's gonna go postal on all of us one day.
Something's gonna be broken. Am I the only person that when somebody pulls out in front of me and goes slow or something, and I go to pass them, and I am just chewing them up, and then they're like 85, and they got both hands on the wheel, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you're old. It's okay.
Dude, you know what? Let me give you the key, and we gotta go to break. Let me give you the key to this entire thing. Just imagine that they're all old. That's what I do. I'm like, dude, you know what? Because I do get mad and I yell behind the wheel. But then I'm like, you know what? They're probably, you know, you just picture your own grandma. Shout out to Dolores. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, that's probably like Dolores.
You sound like a meme. Like, you don't know what someone's going through.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm just like, you know what? That's probably Dolores behind the wheel. Shout out to my grandma. Yeah, living down there in Chemuckla, Florida.
Oh, no. Gotta love that.
Yeah. All right, we got to go to break, man. Reminder, this hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. When we come back, we're going to hit a couple of wake-up calls. We got room for one or two. How many bones have you broken? And how long were you in your life until you broke them? Also, we're going to get a Which One Wednesday hosted by Miss Allie Mack. You don't want to miss that.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.